This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio, and we listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow the show to stay up to date on all the latest episodes and maybe even to find your next favorite artist or band. This is FUV Live Sessions with Girl and Girl. I'm Megan Aftermat, and I'm here with host Alisa Ali. Alisa, can you talk to me about today's artist?
We've got the Australian four-piece garage rock band Girl and Girl in Studio A today with your girl Alisa Ali. I am so psyched to have them in because their song Dance Now was truly one of my favorite songs from 2023. I played that one a lot. That track was featured on their Divorce Plus and Fright Night EPs, but the band is back now with a full-length album called Call a Doctor. And like their previous releases, the new songs are immediately captivating with their energetic sounds and warm, inviting lyrics that really, you know, the thing about these guys is that their words keep it real and the music keeps it real fun. As you will soon hear, we're going to start off this session appropriately with a hello from the band. An outstanding live version of the song Hello from Girl and Girl. Hello, and thank you guys for joining us today.
Hello.
Hello.
So we've got I like that one. In stereo. Very good. So we got the full band in here. Thank you very much. Kai James, guitarist, vocalist. Jaden Williams, guitarist. Fraser Bell, bass player. Auntie Liz on drums. Now, Melissa, yes. Do you have a last name or must we refer to you as Auntie Liz?
It's Melissa James.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
So I do have a name.
There you go. Okay.
I have a real name.
In everything, you are referred to just as Auntie Liz.
Yeah.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
You don't care.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
I'll answer
I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Just don't call you late for dinner, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And Liz is fine.
Okay. All right. So why are you girl and girl? There's only one girl in this band.
It started as something that I accidentally said. I just started and said girl and girl. And then I was like, oh, that sounds kind of cool. I know it would look good on a t-shirt. I don't know. For me, it kind of became like a way of expressing feminine energy on stage. The kind of stage gave me a front to be a bit more expressive with all that kind of stuff. And there's a lot of very strong, powerful women in my life as well. There's quite a lot of sort of weird significance to it, which is a lot of the time I'll write a lyric or I'll come up with something and then not realize what it means for quite some time down the track. And that's kind of what it meant. Yeah.
I called you guys a garage rock band. I hope that you're cool with that label. If not, speak now and
I'm cool.
I'll happily change it.
No, that's great. That's fantastic. Thank you.
I mean, it's kind of appropriate because you really did start off in a garage.
We did start in a garage and the music lends itself to its origin.
Tell me more about this garage.
At Mum's place, and she's just sold it actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Does that make you sad?
It does.
Yeah, that would make me sad too.
Flying here is the last time I was ever going to see my childhood home.
Oh,
which
man.
Which is pretty emotional.
That's devastating.
It's this big farm with like 80 acres. So it's huge and beautiful. And then Jaden and I, we went to high school together. So we'd jam in the garage. And then Liz joined a little while later. She would walk the dogs, her dogs at Mum's. And then she...
Along the forest trails.
Stumbled across the jam. Uh-huh. Jumped on the kit, whipped us into shape, and we begged her to stay.
Melissa, you tried to get away. You were like, I'm just here for a little bit. Let me just jam with you. And they're like, no, you got to stay now. Now you're in.
I said I'd hang around until they found somebody their own age, but we didn't get quite that far.
We didn't even look. We're just like, you could do it.
The lineup was complete, and you guys got signed to a pretty prominent label pretty quickly, eh?
Yeah.
That's lucky. But also talk to me about this potent cocktail of success and stress.
Oh, right.
Right? Because like signing to a label quickly, you must have felt like so many different emotions. Like, yeah, we got signed. Oh my God, we have to get ourselves together, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We'd been together for like 5 years. We'd been building slowly. So it was kind of like like you've described it, Kai, as just growing up, growing taller, you just keep progressing.
Yeah, and you kind of don't realize. But the label was, it's not like we were at that kind of level.
No,
that was a huge jump.
No, and it was a huge jump.
It's pretty much been, I've been processing it since it happened to this day. You know what I mean? It's still so bizarre.
And
the fact that we're
no
here
less.
Right now, you know, everything is just like, it's totally insane. And it's not really...
It's not what we were thinking that we were going to do when we were in that garage.
Well, so. It's not something... You really, well, me anyway, I didn't really aim this high because in my head it wasn't achievable.
Really? So what were you aiming for?
I had this weird little vision board that I made sort of early in the days, which was like, it had like Pitchfork Music Festival, Splendor, which is like a festival in Australia, and Fuji Rock. But yeah, I never really put that much thought into it. That's just like, oh yeah, that would be cool, you know. So it's really, really bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the cool thing, though, because I think that, you know, it sounds like you're making music because you have to and because you want to, not because you're trying to, like, you know, fatten your wallets or anything like that, or achieve any kind of critical acclaim, or, you know, you're not in it for the profile pieces that, you know, will surely come, you know.
Definitely. Well, that's been a big part of it, not having, we're not really, like, sort of, this is how it has to happen.
Right.
Follow this route. We've kind of been more open. You know, stepping sideways if we have to, not gripping to certain ideas and all that sort of stuff, which I think allows you to progress in an alternate route, one that you might not have seen or been able to see or have even known existed, you know.
You just followed the flow.
Yeah.
Go with the flow. I like that. Yeah. Nice. So was it like that when you were very go with the flow when you were recording records when you're actually putting it down, the tracks? Or were you like, oh gosh, let me make sure this is correct because it's going to live forever?
Yeah, stressed out of my freaking brain for record recording.
Oh, man.
Especially the last one. The last one was the longest time we'd ever spent in the studio. Before then, we'd only been, you know, like we did the divorce EP in like, what, 2 days? Out at this farm, and we just live tracked the whole thing and went home. So to have 2 weeks, I was in the mindset of like, this is going to be a holiday. I'm going to have, you know, I'll start every morning, I'll go out and get a coffee and, you know, but it was not at all a holiday.
No, it was not a holiday. Speaking of the last records, you actually are going to play something from one of the last records. We're going to so-called get a divorce right now.
Nice.
We're going to get something from a divorce, at least. Can we have a settlement? It's also on the Fright Night EP, Strangers.
Strangers, yep.
Yeah,
yep.
You guys are going to play that one for us.
We are. Yes, all right. We are.
Okay. We used to be strangers when we first met.
We did.
I feel like we've moved past that now, though.
We've broken through that
okay?
barrier.
Yeah, is that okay to say?
Yeah, all definitely.
Right. That said, let's hear Strangers. Here on WFUV, it's Girl and Girl.
I will go out with strangers.
A live version of Strangers from Girl and Girl in Studio A. That song off their previous EPs, Fight Night and Divorce. I am Elisa Ali here in the studio with this incredible crew. Thank you so much, Girl and Girl. Well played.
Thank you very much. We had a lot of fun.
Tell me a little bit about how fun it was to have 2 weeks to record a grandiose album like Call a Doctor. Because you were saying with the EP, you just did it in 2 days.
Yeah, 2 days for the EP, and that was, what, like 6 tracks? The album's 10, and we did it in 2 weeks. The 2 weeks was incredibly intense for me. In the end, it was pretty down to the wire. We spent every waking second recording and making music for the whole 2 weeks. And we were staying in the studio, and it's in this sort of industrial complex, and there's not much inspiring landscape around. So yeah, you just kind of record for 11 hours and you take half a step and go to sleep. We'll try to go to sleep. And I was in a pretty wired head state, and just sort of, I would be staring at the wall till 3 a.m. and wake up at 11 and start again.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was a fantastic experience. We worked with Burke Reed, who was awesome, really awesome to work with. It was really amazing to not just be tracking live and actually putting a lot more thought into it.
What's so great about Burke Reed?
Patience.
Patience and
kindness.
Yeah, he wasn't enforcing in any particular way. I didn't say we had to do things in any particular way. Really open to listening and helping us get across what we wanted to get across in the songs, wasn't he?
Really great at nitpicking.
Good feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like little things, like, because everything was written and sort of good to go before we got into the studio, but Burke would be like, oh, actually maybe, you know, add that extra note or extra strum, and just like tiny little things that kind of, that were really sort of clever, or add a double kick there and all that sort of stuff. He was really attention to detail-y, you know, for the whole 2 weeks.
Span.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing. So it was really nice to work with him. Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely a fantastic experience.
Yeah, that probably
helps. I'm talking like
you.
It's the worst thing that I've ever done. It was, for me, it was like a really significant moment in my life. It's kind of like, it felt like the hardest I'd ever worked for something. And it's more special that something is for me, you know?
Yeah.
So it's nice to look back on that. And it's nice to have something I can point to and say, I actually did everything I could for this record, you know, put my whole heart and soul into it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
See, it's not like working on like a spreadsheet or something where you're like,
yeah,
those columns are really adding up there. The boss is going to love this. Congratulations. You really did like level up and like take on a new form of musicianship, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So you're going to play the title track of the new album, Call a Doctor. But there's an intro to it that is really interesting and fun. And I feel like you are probably a really good short story writer. Because
you would be.
It's kind of like a little short story. You watch a lot of war movies?
I go through war movie periods, yeah, for sure. On the flight back from Europe, I think I watched like 2 seasons of Band of Brothers, which is like a war series, and then maybe a season of David Attenborough.
I could never watch that many. Actually, like, I saw Private Ryan and I was scarred. It's too intense.
Yeah,
it's putting you in a crazy...
Awful.
Are you guys with him on war movies? You like that kind of thing?
No.
There's a time and a place. Like, you get in a war movie mood, right? Have you seen Fury, the tank one?
No, I'm done with this genre. But anyway, we're talking about war movies because there is a Saving Private Ryan reference to Call a Doctor, and you guys are going to play a live version of Call a Doctor for us now. Is there anything else you want to say about the song before we wrap up, or about the album?
It's our debut record. We hope you enjoy it. It's kind of like theatrical and concept-y and all the good stuff. See what you think.
See inside Kai's brain.
See inside my head.
You're going to see the performances too, because we have video of them, so
yeah.
It truly will live forever. All right, Girl and Girl, thank you so much for stopping by Studio A, spending some time with us, playing some of your music, and adieu to you and you and you and you.
Nice.
And we'll go back to the current record and hear the title track, Call a Doctor, here live in Studio A. It's Girl and Girl. We'll be right back.
Our story begins in the east wing of the Wesley Hospital. It's our young hero's local emergency center. And it's here where the boy finds himself, in a coma on the couch of room 6B. It's not long before a doctor walks in. He's tall and he's blonde and he's bloody gorgeous. "Hello, son," says the doctor. "I have your charts here and it appears you're absolutely okay.
You should call a doctor, you should call a doctor now."
What began as a mumble worked itself into words.
"Oh, you should call a doctor, you should call a doctor now."
"Can you hear me, boy?" I said, "You're good to go."
"Oh, you should call a doctor, you should call a doctor now."
The words had morphed into some kind of real-life musical number.
"You should call a doctor, you should call a doctor now."
"Hello, son. This is your doctor speaking. And I know you haven't been feeling so well, and that's terrible. But I feel you're choosing not to accept my news of good health because you feel that if you are, in fact, unwell, then you never truly have to apply yourself to anything in life. By those means, you can never truly be held accountable. You're living this watered-down version of yourself because of this deep inner fear of any kind of public humiliation or getting something wrong, you know. You've chosen the path of least resistance. And in doing so, you're missing out on a whole lot. I also think if you're gonna watch 10 war films in the space of 2 days, that's also gonna do really terrible things to your head as well, okay?"
a blue and butcher, please cut me up, cut me into even parts. Don't let the neighbors starve. And doctor, oh, cut the wires, make it all go dark. A medically induced fresh start. But death is just symbology. The future changed to future me, so relax. Don't feel metaphorical. This pain I feel, it's horrible. Yes, it is. And I think I've been here before. I'm what they call a hypochondriac. Eternity waits for me. That's darkness times infinity. How's that? Now fast and fast, you better choose a life much better suited to you. Not this one for celebrities. With our hyper-analogic personalities, to the X-ray show, it's another world sent by God for personal growth. And the cryptic riddle message reads, don't ignore your feelings, please. I'll try my best, tell the truth. That it only took to verse 32, purge these thoughts of death and hell. God, I hope this very silly record sells. Feeling much better. He's decided to check himself out of the Wesley Hospital. His mom's on her way to pick him up. And he's heading home to watch the second half of Saving Private Ryan. Life is pretty fantastic. Until next week.
That was Girl and Girl performing and in conversation at WFUV in New York City. A big thank you to the band for joining us in our studio and to Sub Pop Records. Thanks to our WFUV audio team, including Jim O'Hara, Aaron Merriman, Zach Tomasi, and Nadia Garriga. FUV Live Sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Our associate producers for this episode are Diana Juarez and Ina Volovich. Megan Aftermat is our executive producer. Be sure to subscribe to FUV Live Sessions on your podcast platform so you can catch all the latest episodes and find your new favorite artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday. You can also catch audio and video of FUV Live Sessions on WFUV.org. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City. I'm your host, Alisa Ali.